From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading Land of the Shadow by Gilbert Morris, the fourth book in the Appomattox Saga. Now let's begin with Land of the Shadow, Part 1, The Outsider, November 1861. Chapter 1, Return of the Prodigal. Paul Bristol was an expert in three distinct areas: painting, horses, and women. It was the latter of these that enabled Bristol to understand exactly what had brought Lucy Despain to the party at his parents' house one November evening. He had descended the beautifully constructed curving stairway, expecting to find only his own family, but his father met him, saying, "The Despains are joining us tonight, Paul." Instantly, a tiny alarm went off inside Paul Bristol's head, a warning device that had enabled him, at the ripe old age of 31, to still be single. He said nothing about this, however, and spent the evening never more than a few feet away from the beautiful and charming Lucy. And somehow, between visiting with the Despains and dinner, he found himself alone with her in the long gallery, examining the family portraits. Lucy, he knew, had seen all the portraits before, but she stopped to examine each one, sometimes touching Paul's arm when one of them impressed her. It was when the couple passed under a fine portrait of Noah Rocklin, Paul's grandfather on his mother's side, that the tiny alarm began to ring more insistently. Lucy was petite and had to look up to Paul as she said, "What a fine-looking man, Paul." She had not seemed to move, yet somehow her body pressed against Paul, and, as she looked up, her blue eyes were bright and her lips softly pursed, saying, "All you Rocklin men are such tall fellows."